afraid to lose. I feel unqualified for what you're calling me to. Alone with your strength, I got no excuse. 'Cause broken people are exactly who you use. So give me faith like Daniel in the lion's den. Give me hope like Moses in the wilderness. Give me a heart like David, Lord, be my defense. So I can face my giants with confidence. You took a shepherd boy and made him a king. So I'm gonna trust you and give you everything. Gonna stand up, step back when you call. Jesus, Jesus, I'm gonna sing and shout and shake the walls. Won't stop until I see them fall. Gonna stand up, step back when you call. Jesus, give me faith like Daniel in the lion's den. Give me hope like Moses in the wilderness. Give me a heart like David, Lord, be my defense. So I can face my giants with confidence.
Hello and great good morning and welcome to your Confidence Matters Life Coaching Podcast. I am your co-host, because the Lord of Hosts, Papa Yeshua, he is the host of this podcast, but I am your co-host, life coach, and every great friend, Brunetta Rivers, and I'm so excited to be here with all of you on this glorious Friday. Thank God for seeing yet another beautiful day in the earth. So we are thankful for that. I'm grateful for all of you that are able to join me and be able to listen to the replay of today's podcast. So what we have started was from the other day, we started our 5-day challenge on how to build up your faith of becoming fearless over being fearful challenge. And the other day, which was Wednesday morning, we actually started off with day one, and we gave pretty much introduction to exactly what is the meaning of fear comparing to what is the meaning of being fearful. So being fearless and fearful meaning. So that was the introduction, kind of giving an understanding between the two, so we would get the gist of things. And we're thankful that we are now back here today. Today we're going to speak a little bit more on the fear, okay? We're going to be speaking a little bit more on the fear. So we're going to break it up a bit to kind of give us a little bit more of an understanding, so you guys will know how not to bring that fear into 2023. So the last time we did stop, I did mention about how fear was that moment where it was actually that caused my death. That almost caused my death. Actually, it was a situation that occurred where I was afraid to initiate a certain problem, and it became a torment over my life. That if I didn't say anything, that it would literally cost my life, and I had to speak up. So, I wouldn't have to deal with that problem situation the way I thought it was. And because I didn't believe, and I didn't, was in that state where I was ready to, confront this situation, this person, and then it became where, if I didn't, my life was already being threatened. And if I didn't mention or say what I need to say or do what I need to do, I would not be here today. So it was just a situation that was just a torment over my life. And it just became where, enough is enough. I had enough. I'm not going to be anyone's footstool. I'm not going to be anyone's doormat, let alone anyone's punching bag or whatever that they may say verbally against me. It had to be where I had to stand up and I had to defend myself. And it came to a point where, as I was defending myself, I think I had the confidence to stand up and make my voice be known. But yet alone, I was not going to allow anyone to keep on attacking me with their insults and with their judgments or any other rash and detrimental, things that they wanted to come out of their mouth to say. We are in a place where we have to learn how to really deal with things. If you're dealing with an issue personally, you want to make sure that you're not taking it fully out on the person. But whatever it is that, can be situated, we are in a place where now those who did not believe that they can stand up to, these so-called ones, I call them, if it's bullies, if it's, a coworker, if it's a family member, if it's someone that you may know, if it's in your relationship, if it's with your husband or wife or whoever it may be, it's time that we stand up and it's time for us to stop being afraid of how we are going to, wind up if we don't say anything. And this is a place where I thank God that I was able to speak up, because my life was in jeopardy and I was not going to allow any person to keep me in bondage and keep me in fear, to believe that they was going to keep doing what they was doing to me and I was going to stay quiet. So I thank God for the strength of my Papa Yeshua that he was able to give to me, and I was able to subdue that situation and I was able to fight. The word of God says that we are to fight the good fight of faith. And I want to make sure that we are in that place, that we are fighting that good fight of faith. And some things that, yes, we're going to have to defend. But you know what? The great thing is that we did not allow that or those situations to keep us in a place where we was not going to get up again. But we did. And we was able to fight. And that's what we want to make sure that we understand, that in this time and this new era to be, we are fighting the good fight of faith. So just wanted to share that with you all, for those who will be listening in later on. Just get down to what today's topic is. So today is going to be just a small briefing about faith. We all going to break it up a bit, and we're going to have the next half come next week, Tuesday. We're going to have that next week, Tuesday, of us getting into now what this fear is. And Tuesday, we're going to finish with that fear. And during that same week, we're going to get into the fear, the fearless. Right now, we're dealing with the fear, which we're dealing with the fearful moment. But next week, we're going to finish our 5-day challenge, how to become fearless. So that's what we're going to end off with, and we're going to finish it. So let us go forth. So the meaning of fear, okay, I'm going to read the noun and I'm going to read the verb meaning, the definition. So fear in the noun version is an unpleasant emotion caused by the belief that someone or something is dangerous, likely to cause pain or a threat. That's the noun. The verb meaning definition is be afraid of someone or something as likely to be dangerous, painful, or threatening. Okay, those are the definitions of what fear is. And we know that in our course of life, okay, fear can get the best of us, okay? Whether it is fear of failure, fear of success, or even fear of fear, okay? All of us have experienced fear at some point in our lives, and it can be a real stumbling block that holds us back from being truly successful. I promise you, though, fear doesn't need to hold you back forever if you don't let it. There are several ways to overcome fear. And even the fact that, yes, in total, there will be a total of 9. But today, we're going to give you 5. So we're going to break it up. We're going to have this first half today. And the next portion, the final portion, will be next week, Tuesday. So how to remove fear from mind and heart. Okay, 1, separate reality from perception. Okay, ask yourself what is really going on. Locate the facts and place them over your feelings. What is true and what is a story you have just made up inside your own head? So the great thing is that there's things that we're going to be facing in reality. We're going to be facing those things which, you know, we see it, but then our perception is in our mind to say, like, to say, oh, wow, you know, this is going to happen. Oh, I don't know. It's like you see yourself knowing what you can go forth with it, but then it's where then you get a withdrawal. There's a withdrawal that happens after the fact that what you see may cause your perception to look a whole different way. And you don't want that to be the case. You want to make sure, once again, to ask yourself, what is really going on? What is it that within those facts that you have going on, that you have, you need to locate them and place them over your feelings. Because remember, fear is an emotion. You don't want those feelings to overtake you. You don't want those feelings to keep you dormant where you cannot perceive to move forward mentally, physically, emotionally, or spiritually. You don't want that to overtake your daily activities where you may say that you're getting ready to go somewhere, but you know, now you're having that scare tactic where I don't feel like going, or something that's going on, or you may feel in your mind that, you know, if you go out there, this is gonna happen, that is gonna happen. It happens. We have all been there in that situation where, you know, due to the fact of things that's happening, or, you know, you don't want to face certain things. You don't want to face certain people. You don't want to face yourself in the mirror because of what that fear has caused over your mindset and what you are now perceiving in what you see and in the things that you're seeing abruptly ahead. So you want to make sure that you have that moment where you can be able to grasp these things, find out what it is, you know, and be able to guide yourself in that way. And if you can't on your own, ladies and gentlemen, you know, there's things that we may not be able to do by ourselves. You can always ask for help. You know, if you have, maybe if you are in the church, you may have it where you can talk to someone that you can trust, because everyone is not going to realize the, you know, intensity what this fear is doing over your life. So you can talk to maybe a leader. If you're trusting your leader. Also, there are doctors. You can talk to a doctor per se. I don't want to get the names mixed up, so I just want to say keep it as doctor. There are so many things that you can really do to, you know, get the grasp of what this is that's been holding you in a mindset where you become a prisoner. You've been holding, it's been something that's holding you up, and it's keeping you in the dark for so long, and you don't want yourself to react to that reaction of that fear. You want to find the solution to that problem. And you don't want that to be overall what's going to hinder you from maneuvering in a more different direction. You want to be able to live life and out and without dealing with the setbacks or what this fear will do over your life. So in that matter, you want to make sure that you can be able to get all the facts together. Know what is it that is holding you in that hostage stage of what fear is doing over you. So you want to be sure, once again, to ask yourself, what is really going on? You know, you sometimes I do the same thing. Like, what is going on with you today, Bonetta? What is going on with you, woman of God? Why is it that you're having a hard time today? What is it that is preventing you from doing what you need to do today? You know, I ask myself these questions and I have to realize that, yes, it's something within that course, within that time frame that is holding me back. And I don't want to continue to go another day, another day, another day, 7 days a week or another month, another year. But these same episodes, that's, you know, now becoming repeats. So you don't want to go through the repeat cycle. You know, we want to break those cycles. We want to break that repeat. And want to be able to get this situated. Let's establish what is this fear that's holding you up. Okay? So that's the first one. Separate reality from perception. Okay? Two. How to remove fear from your mind. Identify the trigger. Okay? What you need to do is figure out what it is in your situation that triggers you. Learning to identify it will help you learn to combat it. Remember, in order to experience fear, you need to first have a thought about this trigger. What are the specific thoughts you are thinking that are making you feel scared? Okay, so what is it that those triggers, what is it that situation? Because, you know, it would be like, you know, say for instance that, you know, you're talking with someone and it's like you're telling them what it is, but you're not giving them the full understanding, and you don't want those things to be where, okay, whatever you're holding back, you don't want that to be the holdup of what you did not release to someone. Or even the fact that what you need to, you know, resolve within yourself. You know, you want these triggers to pile up. You don't want these things to pile up. And you don't want that to overtake you. So you want to learn how to, once again, identify it. So it will help you combat it. You will be able to face it, you know, ahead of time. And you don't have to worry about, you know, dealing with whatever that your subconscious is saying. Sometimes with those, you know, those outside thoughts, it can distract you. You don't want that to take away from exactly how you are able to manage these things that are triggering you. You don't want to keep experiencing these things. You don't want that to be the first thing that, you know, would trigger the first thing when you get up in the morning or when you go to work or however the case may be. You can be walking outside and you don't want that to be a trigger over your life. So we got to realize that, you know, we want this to be something that we want to end. We want to get rid of this. We want to not allow this to be a hindrance over our life. You know, you want to be sure that you can be able to identify these things. What is these thoughts that is causing you, specifically, what is causing you to deal with this fear? You don't want that to be a stumbling block, but you want to be able to know that through all things that you are able to make it, and you will make it through this. You know, you're not by yourself. You're not alone. You know, I didn't handle that fear overnight. It took some time. It took some time to get through it. And the one thing I would tell you, you would get through it. Okay. And you're not going to have to put yourself where you're going to isolate yourself and keep isolating yourself where you don't want to get out of bed. You don't want to get out your house. You don't want to go anywhere. You know, you don't want to be that person to isolate yourself and keep yourself hidden from the world because of what fear is keeping you from doing and what what it is that fear is holding you back from establishing in your life. These are things that we want to be able to handle. You want to be able to grasp as of now, whatever these triggers are, we want to be able to identify it. How can we master what is triggering us? Okay. And once again, it's going to take some time, but you will get it. And some fears, you know, you want to be able to master it. Remember, like I was saying the other day, everybody's not the same. You know, I know that I was not able to handle a situation better than someone else. You know, I can't say that I can, and I didn't, and I never said I would. But it took to the point where I was able to become stronger in how I was able to master this. And this was the goal, was me getting out of that fear, getting out of that mindset of mine, getting out of me saying these things, getting out of allowing people to walk over me with their words, getting out of the fact that, yes, I need to get somewhere, but I was in fear that if I go, then blah, 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 you know, all these things, it would cause, you know, this reaction to have me to think and overly think, which would cause, you know, you to have sleepless nights, to cause you to have all these migraines, that cause you to have all these things triggering in your mind, and that's what you don't want to continue. So how can we really identify these triggers? We got to figure out what they are. We have to in this very moment. You don't want this to carry over day after day after day. That you don't want to continue. You want to be able to master this and know that you don't want that to be the very first thought when you get up. You want to be able to put that in a whole different category on its own and now begin to put a new thought in your mind. Allow that new thought to overshadow, to now kick out what that fear is trying to speak in your life or speak over your life. You don't want that to continue. So once again, we want to make sure to identify the trigger. Third, on how to remove fear from your mind and heart, is know where fear lives in your body. Okay? A lot of times, fear takes over physically. It affects different people different ways. Identify if, how it affects your physical body. Do you experience it in your throat, in your stomach, in your breathing? Rather than constantly resisting it, allow the fear to be there for a moment. Allowing it to be there will reduce the struggle. Know that I can be there and you can still be okay. Okay? Fear can cause a lot to your physical body. It will do more damage than you think because the fear, the thoughts that enters in, it is now consummating now with now the remaining parts of your body inwardly. And it will cause more stress on your bones and your heart. It can cause stress once again in your throat, in your stomach. It may be where you're physically drained. You're physically drained. And after a while, you get an upset stomach in your stomach. You may cause, your stomach to be upset because of these fears, of these thoughts, of things that's entering in. You're allowing fear to enter in. You're allowing that entry to be more open. And that's what you don't want to happen. It could be in your breathing that fear will cause an anxiety attack. You know, these anxiety attacks are real, ladies and gentlemen. It's real, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I've had shortness of breath where I didn't think that, you know, after I was dealing with a situation, started to get shortness of breath. And I was like, oh my God, what is going on? I used to clutch my chest and I'd be like, oh my God, I would be just breathing heavily and not even knowing that whatever that was triggering and bothering me had the reaction. It caused that reaction to happen. And the anxiety attacks is no joke. And that's something that you don't want to happen. You don't want, you know, others to see that you're going through. You know, you want to be able to, you know, master these things, you know, one day at a time. And you want to make sure that consistently, you know, you want to be resisting it. You don't want that fear to drain you physically. Physically, it can do so much inwardly. And you don't want that fear to be the burden of you living or you dying. Okay? Sometimes you may go to the doctor, and sometimes even the doctor may not see it. Okay? But it is there. The fear is lodged in there somewhere. It's lodged within, God forbid, within your organs. It could be lodged in, you know, with your intestines. It could be lodged in anywhere. But how can we really get to the point where that will not, you know, expand itself throughout the rest of your body? You know, we want to make sure that mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually, that fear would not counterattack over you. I mean, I've had restless nights. I've had shortness of breathing. I've had where my body was going through some stuff, y'all. It was going through some stuff. And I was like, what in the world is going on? And as soon as that thought of that particular fear, that particular trigger thought that came in my mind, things just took a loop. It took just a whole 360 out of nowhere. And it just did a whole new number on my body. And I was like, wait a minute, I'm too young, Father. Oh no, this cannot be. I'm too young. But see, the thing about that, fear can trigger in any age. Doesn't matter your age. Fear can trigger in anyone, even into a baby. Oh my God. Like, you wonder why a lot of these babies get these nightmares, even adults. The fear. Okay? The fear. A lot of these babies will go through where I need my nightlight on because I don't want the boogeyman to get me. You don't know what's underneath the bed. You checking the closet. You checking all these places and find out that it's a part of the imagination. It's a part of the imagination. There's no such thing. But see, the fear will be lodged in your mind to believe that it is. And that's what a lot of these babies have experienced. A lot of us adults have experienced. Okay? Even in the fear of now doing something new that you have never done before. And is it now the place where do I want to take that leap? Do I want to take that step out into the waters a bit? Do I want to... I'll get back to you, Father. I don't know. I was good yesterday, but today, I don't know. I'm going crazy in my mind, Father. I'm losing myself in the process of this fear. And it can take away from your daily so much you would not even believe. And it can affect you, not only you, but those around you. And after a while, you see how after a while, people don't want to deal with you because they can't take what that fear is doing over your life. So there's things that you got to come back into full circle. Come back. Got to come back. And you gotta now face what that fear is doing over you. This cannot live and stay there. It cannot stay dormant forever. But just like I said not too long ago, it does take a daily process. It's not gonna go away overnight, but it has to start somewhere in you. To be able to identify it, how can we master now getting this fear to be removed out of me. And it's so amazing. You know, as I'm looking over my life and I'm seeing how I was able to get through things, it was a blessing for me. It was a blessing for me. I was just that one that, you know, okay, yeah, I have to get this done for me. I can't put myself into believing that I can help somebody when I need to help me. I need to help me. What am I hiding for? What am I playing myself? I can't be a help to nobody when I'm still dealing with the struggle. And that's what it was. I had to isolate myself. I could not be around anyone. I had to take that moment where I needed to get me in that place where I can be able to know I have to deal with this. And I cannot allow it to continue. It was destroying my life. It was destroying my everything. And I could not go forth. I couldn't go on. I dealt with a lot in my 20s, ladies and gentlemen. I literally thought I was going to die in my 20s. It became a moment where I said, Father, if this is going to be it, I'm not going out like this. I'm not going to allow fear to be the death of me. I refuse to. And throughout the course of time, I'm still here. I'm still here today. It became such a victory moment for me that I had to know that fear was not going to feed me any more lies again. I'm tired of fear feeding me lies. I'm tired of fear stopping me from being successful. I'm tired of fear coming into the midst of my family. I was tired of fear interfering in my children, in my daughter. I was tired of that fear lying to me. And I had to face that fear one-on-one. Sometimes that one-on-one can be the best one-on-one moment, okay? I would say that's the showdown, okay? That you may have to have. Gotta have that showdown. Fear, you ain't taking me out, but I'm gonna take you out. Something has to break. And it's gonna start with you. You have to be the one to deal and now fix what this fear has caused over your life for many years. It has caused a disruption. It has caused a disturbance. It has caused a damaging effect over me. And I'm tired of this fear being a problem over me. So, in that matter, you got to know where fear is that's living in your body. Got to know where it is. Because we don't tackle it each day. Each day is going to take away from something you need. You need to live. You need to have every ligament, every joint, every artery, every bone, every cell, every tissue. You need every bit of that. But you don't want that to deteriorate. I'm going to say that again. You don't want fear to be deteriorating on those arenas, on those areas of your body. You don't. So you got to know where it is and fits it. You gotta know how to deal with it. See, for me, I know when I pray with my Father, I know He will show me what I need to do, how to go about it. And that's the one thing I can really say, thank you, Papa Yeshua. Thank you so much for showing me how to handle fear. Now I've mastered it. Now I can help others. And that's the great thing that I know I'm so grateful for. That I'm able to master it. Now I can help somebody. And it'll be the same thing for all of you. No matter whatever it is in your life, you can master it. Don't allow fear to be the voice. I don't care what it is. I don't care who it is. We don't want fear to be that dominant voice that's going to be speaking for us and through us. That we're not going to continue. Okay. Fourth thing, how to remove fear from mind and heart. Fourth, practice gratitude. I know it doesn't necessarily combat fear altogether, but an excellent way to reduce it is to shift your focus elsewhere. Just remember, you have the option to shift it to things you are grateful for. And every day, make a list out of 5 to 10 things you are thankful for. I may not have enough money, but I have my life. I may not be living in a place I want to be, but I think I got, thank God I got a roof over my head. I may not have enough food in my cabinet, but I thank God for the precious meals that I'm able to have for my family, that the supplies is already met, and that Father will supply it over and above. Just like he did with the 2 pieces of fish and 5 loaves of bread. Once he was able to pray over it, he was able to now feed 5,000. At times I go back to those moments where I can say, Father, I may not have the clothes. I may not have designer clothes. I may not have Park Avenue, Madison Avenue. I may not have the luxury goods, but I got the goods. I got the greatest goods. I got you. Father, oh God, has given me the garments of praise, the garments of worship, the garments of who you have put over me. I've got it on me. I thank you. See? Subtract that fear. Out your mind. Out of your mouth. Out of your situations. I said, Lord, I thank you. I may not have the business clients yet, but I thank you for the business because we are getting more clients. We are getting them. See, at times when we thought that the business was going to close, Father did not tell you. That's the fear that was now dangling over your mind to have you to perceive that the business was going down. But Father never told you that the business was closing. And see, this is something I'm going to tell all of you. I had a business. Mama, see it on my Sunday. I had a business that I had previously in 2021. I started, it's called Kingdom Excellence Apparel. We started off strong. I was excited to get everything up. We had websites. We have everything going for us. No lie, y'all. Woo! No lie. Within maybe 3 months or so, I mean, I had people that was loving the websites. I mean, all good and stuff. It's, you know how it is, y'all. I know a lot of y'all understand what I'm talking about. You have those that's going to browse through, coming through. They passing by. That's all they doing. They'll tell you, oh, I'm going to go on there. I'm going to buy something. I'm going to buy something on the website. I'm going to do a little something. I'm going to support you. And I'm going to pause on that one. That's exactly what happened. I had a lot of so-called ones that was supposed to support me. But it found out that that wasn't the case. I believed that they was going to be there. But you find out that when you launching out to do something great for yourself, you'd be surprised who is not in your corner. Be surprised. And at that moment, I said, Father, what am I going to do? I only made but a certain amount in this business. And it's like, I'm supporting others. But I said, you know what, Father? I can't afford to neglect the business that you put into me and continue to support others. I don't mind supporting others. That's my heart. I love supporting others. But that neglection of how we were supposed to finish this business became a stumbling block. It became a stumbling block where I did not know what else to do. So days, weeks went by, same pattern, same thing. And I had to, after a while, shut down. Reason why I had to, because I found out some other information that I didn't know. That was not given to me from the actual company that I was perceived to be working with. And that became a moment where I think God, Holy Spirit, led me to find out what I need to find out. And shortly after that, we closed down. I closed down for the remaining, I would say, yeah, we was closed down, I would say, from the beginning of, maybe sometime in, yeah, the beginning of 2022, we shut down. And I had to literally make that announcement that the business had to shut down. And I said, well, Father, we're going to have to shut down because right now things is piling up for me and I was not able to know what I was going to do next. I was juggling, you know, with the apparel business. Then I started with the podcast business. Then I had this and I had the life. So it was other things that came about and I had to just trust that some things may have to start over for a reason. Failure is a part of life. And that's what I had to realize. I was in that fear to fail. I don't like failing. But fear was a part of my head. I didn't like to fail, but that was a part of, it was a part of that journey. And I'm thankful that I was able to learn from that journey. As I was able to cope with the loss of shutting down, I said at the same time, we had to recoup again. Me, Father, and myself, we had to recoup. We had to go back to the drawing board. What was it that I had to do a little bit differently? What is it that I had to learn from this experience and what I had to do better? And that was that moment I had to put that down for a moment. I had to put it aside. I said, we're going to get back to it, Father. It ain't over. It just temporarily closed, okay? It wasn't permanently closed. It was not permanently closed. It was temporarily. So during that time, you know, it was just sitting there. But light bulb came on recently. And I was able to get back into rotation again. And I thank God that we got back into rotation November of 2022. It took a minute, but we got back into rotation. And I'm happy that I'm able to now start the Kingdom Excellence Apparel business again with a new partner. I thank God that I was able to find my way back and we was able to relaunch just yesterday. Hey, we relaunched the page. We relaunched it and more products have been on it ever since. And I thank God that we was able to partner. Everything was just much more established with this partnership, with this company. And it became a newness, a new sense of awareness for me. That even the fact I had to close before, but I was able to now come back. from that time of, you know, derailment. It's like I was derailed into something and Father had to bring me back. So I thank God that he was able to bring me back. And now we are partners again in our business, Father. This business you did through me. And I said, I'm not going to allow this to close like this. So we're thankful. We just started back just yesterday. We started back the business. And I'm thankful Kingdom Excellence Apparel is open for business. We open. And I thank God. Y'all have no idea the tears that I cried. I know many have gone through the situations. They cried and cried. How am I supposed to make it? How am I supposed to get through this? How am I supposed to support my family? But through the grace of God, we got back on track. We did not lose focus. And I was able to understand why we got to practice gratitude. Be thankful. Be thankful. Woo! Be thankful. Because I had to shift those things, that mess of fear and them negative thoughts out of my way. And now the focus of Father came back. And we was able to stay there. We stayed there through the long course and we was able to come back to relaunch his business. And I just want to give a hallelujah on that matter. Hallelujah. But you are worthy. You have been too great to me, Father. For me to allow the things of fear to be my stumbling block, to be the burdensome of my life, let alone your business. I thank you, Father. We was able to reestablish what we started together. And now we are now back on track. Just because you may have to take some setbacks doesn't mean that you was in a place where you was far behind. See, we don't realize that even the fact we may have been steps behind, he can catapult you way farther than you ever expected. But it starts within you. Starts within you. And I had to thank God. I thank God that we did not fail. I thank God that we was able to get through these days together. You made my life to be the greatest of all time right now. Because after all that was going on out there, you still kept my focus to still keep the business open. Doesn't matter if you don't see a penny. You don't drop the business. Time to recoup. Find out what else I need to do. I'm telling you what I know. You're able to do it. You're able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all you can act or think according to the power that worketh in us. Doesn't matter how big or small it is. Gratitude helps shift the mind into a positive life, into a positive light, which over time overcomes fear. And the fifth one, because we're going to go through five today, and we're going to finish off the remaining of this fear. Of how to not deal with it. Come next week Tuesday. Lastly but not least for today. For today, family. How to remove fear from your heart and mind. From your mind and heart. Number five. Listen to your inner voice. Monitor your inner conversations. What specific thoughts are you playing over and over again in your own mind? Are they helpful? Are they calming you down or making things worse? If you wouldn't say it to a friend, don't say it to yourself. Speak positively to yourself. and remind yourself of your strengths. There it is. There it is. Ladies and gentlemen, there it is. We got to monitor what we say over ourselves. We got to monitor those inner thoughts. See, if I kept listening to those negative thoughts, I would not be on here today. I would be in my house underneath my covers, crying, boo-hooing, and everything else in the book. And that would lead to other stuff that you don't want to open up. You don't want to open up that door, ladies and gentlemen. You don't want to open up that door. But it will lead to other avenues that the enemy will have wanted you to go. I'm going to read that again. Monitor your inner conversations. What specific thoughts are you playing over and over again in your mind? Are they helpful? You have to answer that question. Are they calming you down or making things worse? If you wouldn't say it to a friend, don't say it to yourself over yourself. Speak positively to yourself and remind yourself of your strengths. You have strengths, ladies and gentlemen. And see, the purpose of this is, how can we master what fear will not be over us and in us for this new coming 2023 season? But it starts right now. It starts right now. Whatever you thought you could not do, you can. Whatever things that's in your mind, you're facing hardships and you're facing all kind of different, different things that may be where you're knowing all these things, but in your mind, it's like you're trying to, put so much weight on yourself. It's like, is it helping you or is it hurting you at the same time? When you put a lot of weight on yourself, it could be weight inside of you. It could be weight over your body, over you physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. Some days you don't want to get up to pray. Some days you don't want to do nothing because this fear has blocked you from going forth to doing what you know you can accomplish. May not have had the education that you can, but can you still manage to do that particular job or that particular thing that most people did not believe you can, but you can? Never underestimate yourself. That's a fear. You underestimate yourself. That is a fear. You don't want to continue to go down that road. So let's recap of the five things that we went over today. Okay. And these are the things that we have to know how to remove fear from your mind and your heart. First, number one, separate reality from perception. Two, to identify the trigger. Three, know where fear lives in your body. Four, practice gratitude. And five, listen to your inner voice. Those are the five things that we just went over today. And we will finish up the remaining four come next week, Tuesday morning. So I really pray that all of you that join and all of you that will be listening to this podcast will get a sense of how you can be able to tackle your fear. It may not happen overnight, but it has to happen somehow. See, once again, everyone is not the same. But you have to know how to manage everything that you are placing within you that cannot continue to trigger your life forever. It has to break now. It cannot consume you. It cannot consume you. You cannot be drowning in that fear, fear pool. You cannot drown in that fear pool. You got to find your way out. Now is the time. Now is the time. So I thank you all once again for joining me on today for day two on how to build up your faith of being fearless over being fearful challenge. Next week, Tuesday, we're going to have day three. And I pray that you all will be gaining a sense of a more of a grasp of how to handle fear. This remaining 2022, we are not going to bring this fear into this new season of 2023. That we are not going to have, and we are not going to allow to happen. Whatever that we can do, we're going to manage it together. It ain't over until God says it's over. So, once again, I thank you all for joining me here in the studio of Your Confidence Matters Life Coaching. I'm thankful for this time that we can be able to tackle these issues because we got to tackle it now. Now is the opportunity. And in this moment, as you was listening to the podcast and you in your mind saying that, you know, I need to have this one-on-one. I need to have a more of a one-on-one consultation. I'm available to help you. I'm certified in certain areas, mental health. If you have mental health issues, parental health. If you're dealing with children that have cerebral palsy, and as well as autism spectrum. Also, I'm a motivational coach. Help to motivate you to get you where you need to be. I also am a business etiquette coach. So I tackle those issues, those who are having issues with how they are being presenting themselves, if for a job or maybe for a presentation or in general on a personal note of how to handle that etiquette a little bit more effectively. You know, we have to know how to pronounce. We have to know how to do things. If it's do speaking, do writing, do email. These are things that we need to learn how to do better. And as well, I'm a teen coach. I am very big on the youth. And I know that in this time that there's not too many mentors that have been a great mentor for this Generation Z. I think that's the new name for it. They are the new name, Generation Z. And we need to know how to properly guide them into a greater path for them. Not for them to be out there in the streets, not for them to have a casket at a young age, not for them to be in these gangs or, God forbid, worse. So this is what I do. I want to help the young to get to their future in a more greater span. So these are my areas that I am certified in. And once again, for those that are in need to have a one-on-one and you feel that this topic of fear has, you know, need to have a little bit more of a sit down, one-on-one. Definitely reach out to me. Say, hey, Life Coach Benetta, I need your help in this area. And I know there's so many other coaches out there. I'm not comparing myself to say that I'm the best of the best. I'm the, you know, the cranium, whatever the case may be. But I know what I can do. And I know what I'm capable of doing. And I know the results I can bring. And if you need that help, you can reach out to me. Hey, Life Coach Benetta, I need your help. And yes, I can definitely help you. We can have a 30 to 45 minute consultation, and we could just sit down and we can just discuss things and see whether or not we are a great match, to see whether or not we are fit to go forth together. And see, there's so many things that we can tap in. One thing that I am here to do is listen and to guide you. Yes, most of these coaches, they're after the money. Okay, I'm letting you know truthfully. They'll put a big price point on your behind, and you're praying for things, and you're paying for things that you ain't get. Okay, but see, the one thing, we can talk about this pact. I'm very reasonable because we know right now with the economy, we know what's going on. And see, the one thing, I want to work around your budget. And we can be able to sit down and we can be able to talk over the phone, however the case may be. If you are in the local area, I'm in New York, y'all. I'm Brooklyn, New York, y'all. So if you are in that local area, we can definitely have time. We can meet together. We can sit down together, however the case may be. And we'll have that consultation. If you're overseas and abroad, we'll definitely be able to do that over the phone, over Zoom, however the case may be. We will still make it work. Okay? But I want to be able to put that information here. If you are in need of a coach, of a life coach that truly is more willing to help you and guide you where you need to be, I am the person. I am that life coach. I just want to see your results to skyrocket. Skyrocket like never before. Because I'm here to help you. And that's the greatest thing that I want to do, is help you. So, if you are in need of that help, you can email me at BernettaRivers925@gmail.com. Once again, that is Bernetta Rivers. I'm going to spell it out as well as put it inside of the chat room studio. And so you guys will be able to email me. I'm available. However the case may be, I will see the email immediately and we can start this process right away. So once again, my email is BernettaRivers925@gmail.com. That is the spelling of my name is BernettaRivers925@gmail.com. And we can definitely sit down for a one-on-one consultation. And that is something that I don't mind doing. We'll make time. And that's what the great thing is, that I'm very particular about time. So in whatever day, whatever time, reach out to me to say, hey, I'm ready to go forth. I need help in certain areas. I need the right person with me. And you never know how we will be. I love people. I'm a lover of all people, no matter who you are. I just want to be able to help. But now is the time. One day, day one. Day one, one day is how you are going to manage that one day to become that day one. So, just wanted to mention that. And of course, hallelujah, we do have our Kingdompreneur Thursdays that is back on. And just like I mentioned on Wednesday, we do have two great interviews that I will be doing with two beautiful anointed women of God, kingdom vessels, kingdom bond servants. They are amazing. And once again, the 15th, December 15th and December 29th. And I'm so thankful for these two women of God. They are a blessing to my life. And I love to meet new people. I love to fellowship. And the Kingdompreneur Thursdays is where we are celebrating those who have a kingdom business, who have a kingdom ministry, who are authors in the kingdom. This is what we do. We celebrate. We sit down. We chat it up in the studio. But the main thing is all about you. It's all about you. It's all about you. And I love to interview you. So just like I had mentioned about if you are in need of a life coach, the same email applies for anyone that would love to be a guest on Your Confidence Matters Kingdompreneur Thursdays. You can also utilize that email as well, BernettaRivers925@gmail.com. www.thebestofyourself.com. So I'm so thankful that on the 15th, we're going to have in the studio on that Thursday, Prophetess Leticia. Hallelujah. I thank God for her. I thank God for her. And she's going to be here in the studio, y'all. In the studio. In the name of Yeshua. So thankful for my beautiful queen sister. She's going to be here with us, Prophetess Leticia. And on the 29th, I'm going to have my beautiful sister, Lara. Her name is Sister Lara. And she's going to be here as well in the studio. Everything will be put up. Everything will be put out there for you guys to know more about it. So we're going to have the flyers. We're going to have it, everything put out there. And I just said, Father, thank you so much for this opportunity. So we'll be able to have them put out there. And we're going to get them up and running in the studio. So once again, Prophetess Leticia Lorenz, she's going to be here December 15th. Okay, December 15th. So that's next week, y'all. That's next week, y'all. She's going to be here in the studio, and we're going to have an awesome time, and she's going to talk about her amazing journey. She's going to give y'all so much great things, and I am not going to give y'all anything yet. I ain't telling y'all nothing. Y'all going to have to wait to join us in the studio December 15th and December 29th. But once again, we will be back here next week, Tuesday, for the other half of how to remove fear from your mind and your heart. We got four more, y'all. Four more to go. And then after that, we're going to tackle the remaining day 4 and 5. How to become fearless. Hey, we're going to tackle those days. Oh, it's going to be good. We're going to tackle those day 4 and 5. How to become fearless. So that's what we're getting ready to do. So once again, family, thank you for joining me here in the studio on this glorious Friday. I pray that you all will have a glorious day, a safe day even more, and to enjoy your time with your family and with your loved ones, because we never know. Tomorrow's not promised, but we know that today we're going to make it count. So once again, I love you all, family, and thank you so much for joining me here in the studio for Your Confidence Matters Life Coaching. May the Lord bless you. May He keep you. Make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you and give you peace. I will see you all in the next episode of Your Confidence Matters, and Shabbat Shalom blessings. I love you all, family, and I will see you right here once again next week, Tuesday. Have a beautiful, blessed, and prosperous day.
Afraid to lose. I feel unqualified for what You're calling me to. The Lord, with Your strength, I got no excuse. 'Cause broken people are exactly who You use. So give me faith like Daniel in the lion's den. Give me hope like Moses in the wilderness. Shepherd boy and made him a king. So I'm gonna trust You and give You everything. I'll be a conqueror 'cause You fight for me. I'll be a champion claiming Your victory. So give me faith like Daniel in the lion's den. Give me hope like Moses. Shout and shout.
I see them fall. Gonna stand up, step out when you call. Jesus, Jesus, I'm gonna sing and shout and shake the walls. Won't stop until I see them fall. Gonna stand up, step out when you call. Jesus, give me faith like Daniel in the lion's den. Give me hope like Moses in the wilderness. Give me a heart like David, Lord, be my defense, so I can face my giants with confidence.